Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom, and it was with great excitement and enthusiasm that we began our study of Masechet Sanhedrin. So a few words of introduction before beginning. First of all, Masechet Sanhedrin really is made up of 14 chapters. At a later point in time, it was divided into the first 11 chapters, and then the three chapters which were named Masechet Makot. Look at the Tosfot at the beginning of Masechet Makot, and you'll see how he identifies that continuity. It is quite clear from the Mishnayot in Masechet Makot that they are a continuation of Sanhedrin. And put simply, we have just concluded with great rejoicing our study of Masechet Bava Batra, which is really the end of Masechet Nezikin, which deals with all of criminal and civil law. And now we move on to jurisprudence, in other words, how that law is executed. And so Masechet Sanhedrin, writ large, including all 14 parkim, deals with the makeup of the Beit Din and the process of the Beit Din and the process of executing, specifically when it comes to capital and corporal punishment. Towards the end of what is now Masechet Sanhedrin, the 11 chapters, the 10th chapter deals with topics that are extra-legal, if you will, and is one of the most famous prakim in Shas, known as Perek Chelek. In the Mishnayot, it is the 10th of the 11 prakim. In the Gemara, it's switched, so it's the last Perek of Masechet Sanhedrin. And when we get to it, we will be going in a very different direction than usual. It is all Agadah, and it deals really with the otherworldly rewards and the otherworldly Beit Din, and how that judgment is affected. But we will leave that for the end of the Masechet. When we get to it, I will also spend a little time as an introduction discussing the Rambam's introduction in his Perek Mishnayot to that Perek, which is a seminal work and highly, highly recommended. In the meantime, we are ready to begin our study of Masechet Sanhedrin, so let's go. You will notice when you open up to the first page something which you are not accustomed to, and we are not accustomed to. But if you were looking through ancient manuscripts of the Shas, you wouldn't be all that surprised to see that the entire chapter of Mishnayot is included together before the Gemara. The truth is that in early Kitvei Yad, this was the norm. However, in our printing of the Shas, this exists in several places. It exists in the first parak of Masechet Shavuot. It exists here. It exists in several places in Seder Kodashim. But it is the anomaly. And so this podcast, what we will do is focus in detail on the first Mishnah and then read pro forma the rest of the Mishnayot so that we clarify what's doing. There's a reason these Mishnayot are together. They are all about the makeup of the Beit Din, meaning the number of Dayanim needed on a Beit Din. But we will do the rest of the Mishnayot relatively quickly, because we'll go back and review them when we study the attendant Gemara, which will not be in this podcast, except for the first Mishnah. Dinei Mamonot Bishlosha. Dinei Mamonot, we would assume, means loans and admissions to debt. Halvaot and Hoda'ot need three Dayanim. One of the first things we're going to have to deal with is how we know that a Beit Din at minimal is three people. Gzeilot v'chavalot b'shlosha. Gzeilot meaning if somebody has stolen or somebody has battery and assault. That takes three. Nezek v'chatzi nezek. This is all balakama. Tashlumei kefel. Tashlumei arba v'chamisha. This is all damage. Half damage is a short tam. Kefel for gneva. Tashlumei arba v'chamisha for tzvicha mechira. Bishlosha. Again, ha'ones v'mefatev, ha'motzi shem ra bishlosha. Divra Meir. Meir says that ones and mefate, those cases of rape and seduction, and motzi shem ra, which is when a man marries a girl and claims that she had relations with someone else before the marriage was consummated. There's shlosha, divra Meir. Chachom amrim, motzi shem ra, esrim u'shlosha, mnei sheyesh ba dinei nefashot. Because that could lead to a capital case in case the girl is guilty of Znut. And we will deal with that, but again, not in this podcast. Makot bishlosha. Mishumar bishmar alam rubi esrim ushlosha. So any case that involves makot is three, and Rabbi Shmuel says, or Rabbi Shmuel is quoted as saying, it's 23, just like a capital case. Ibur hachodesh bishlosha. What is Ibur HaChodesh? A little bit strange phrasing, and we'll have three-way machloka about what that means in the Gemara. Ibur HaShana, which is intercalation and adding that month, Bishlosh, the extra month to get us a leap year. Bishlosha, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Bishlosha Matchilin. In other words, they sit down with three. Chamisha Nosim V'Notnim. They add two more Dayanim to have the discussion. V'Gomrim B'Shiva, and the declaration is made with seven. Im Gamru B'Gimel Mu'Ber, but if the whole thing was with three, then it's valid. We'll see what the reason for all of that is again later on. Smichat Zekenim. This is when the Zekenim, the Beit Din, gave an errant instruction and the people sinned based on it, in particular cases, which we'll deal with at Horayot, at the end of Seder Nezikin, and they have to put their hands on the par, Varifat Egla, or the ceremony of the Egla Rufa, we studied at the end of Sota, Bishloshat, Rishim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bachamisha, you need five for that. Hachalitza, Vamiunim, Bishlosha, Chalitza, testifying, being having the Beit Din for a Chalitza case, or for a girl walking out on a marriage when she was married off by her mother, Miunim, Bishlosha. Neter Revai, Maser Sheni, She'intam Aviduin. Assessment of the value of Neter Revai and Maser Sheni that has to be redeemed, Bishlosha. Hekdesh Shot Bishlosha. Again, redeeming Hekdesh. Harachin HaMetaltalim Bishlosha. If you have anything that's Harachim, where you donated the value of something, and it's Metaltalim Bishlosha. Behur Omer, Echad Mehen Kohen. One of them, those three, has to be a Kohen. And again, we'll see the source for all of this later on. Vakarka Ot Tisha. If you gave the value of land to the Mikdash, you need nine people. It's an odd number for Beit Din. V'kohen and a Kohen, meaning ten and nine and a Kohen. V'adam kayotzeban. Same thing if you donated the value of a person. Arachin. Dinei nefashot. Here we go. Capital cases. Besrim u'shlosha. 23. Haroveya v'hanirba. Bestiality, whether on the active or passive side. Besrim u'shlosha. Why? Shenemar. Praktaita ishava tabehema. Ratabehema taharogu. In other words, the animal will be killed, and so therefore, even in a case of nirbah, with if let's say the animal just attacked, the animal's death is equated to the person's death, and just like a person's death, only 23, as we will see momentarily, so the animal's death. Shor haniskal besu mishloshah. An animal killed somebody, and we're going to kill the animal. You need 23. Shenemar hashor yisakel v'gam balav yumat, meaning kmitat balim kach mitat hashor. That the animal's death is equated to the master's death, even though the master will not really die, he'll pay kofar. Nonetheless, the animal's death is treated as a capital case. Hazeev, Hari, Hadov, Hanamer, Habardeles, the famous five muadim, which are a wolf and a lion and a bear and a tiger and a cheetah. V'hanachash, these are all muadim, l'chatchila, and a snake, mitatan, besim, u'shlosha. They need 23 to kill them. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, kol ha-kodem, horgan, zacha. He said, no, you don't need Beit Din for that, just kill them. He disagrees, and the question is, how does Rabbi Kiva and Tanakama differ if they both say 23? Now we move to the top level. You can't judge a Shevet or a Navi Sheker, a Kohen Gadol. All of them require a Beit Din of 71. You cannot go out to what's called Melchemet HaRashut. We studied at the end of Sota what that is. Except with a Beit Din of 71. Ein mosifin al irval azarot LLP Beit Din shel 71. You cannot add to the city or the courtyards of the Mikdash without a Beit Din of 71. Enosin Sanhedriot l'shvatim. Appointing Sanhedrin, smaller Sanhedrin of 23 for the Shvatim, need of LLP Beit Din shel 71. Their appointment is done by the Beit Din of 71. To declare a city as Irani Dachat, because the majority of the citizens have gone to Avodah Zarah, etc., 71. Now, parenthetically, some laws about Irani Dachat. You do not make Irani Dachat out of a city that's on the border. Velosh shalosh, and not three in a row. Because the concern, of course, is that you're then going to make it very easy for the enemy to invade. Osinachat oshtayim. You can make one or two cities, and two cities next to each other, if it's not on the border, into Yerhani Dachat. The word achat there is a little bit strange. Sanhedrin Gdola hitan shel 71. And now we go back to the makeup of the Beit Din. The Sanhedrin Gdola is 71. Uktana shel 23. Let's find out how. Minayin l'gdola shel 71. How do I know the big one is 71? Shemar sfali 70 ish mizgnei Yisrael. that Hashem said to Moshe, when Moshe complained, I need help with the leadership, Hashem said, assemble 70 elders. And Moshe Gaban, Moshe was with them, so that's 70 plus 1. Piromer Shivim, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says it's only 70, and that either means that Moshe was not part of them, or it was meaning that the 70 were besides Moshe. Moshe is not part of the group. How do I know that a small Beit Din, meaning Sanhedrin Tana, is 20 for all capital cases? Shinamar v'shaftu ha'ida v'tzilu ha'ida. This is in the story of Ir Miklat, when a person runs away after having inadvertently killed somebody, they're taken, and the Eda judges them, and the Eda saves him from the Goel Hadam. Meaning, Eda Shofetet ve'Eda Matzel. The way we read it is, an Eda, which in a minute we will define as being 10, one Eda that Shofetet, in the sense of convicts, and one Eda that saves, so you get 10 in favor and 10 opposed, 10 acquitting, 10 convicting. Harekan Esrim. Now, parenthetically, how do I know the word Eda means 10? Shneimar ad matai la'Eda hara azot. Hashem is speaking about the Meraglim, says, how long will I abide this bad Eda, Yatsu Yoshua v'Chalev? So that's 12 minus Yoshua v'Chalev, it's 10. So we know an Eda is 10. Of course, we did that at length in Masechet Megillah, in the context of Zohar Mishabekdusha. So I know there's 20 now that you need for the makeup of a Beit Din for any capital case. Uminayim lavi od shlosha. How do I know to add three more? Mimash v'shneimar lo tiach v'rabim l'ra'ot. Since the Torah says, do not follow the majority. For bad, and here for bad, we understand halachically, meaning not to do evil, but rather to convict. Shomani sheye imahem l'tova. Meaning that you could follow the majority for acquittal. Okay, lamana marachre rabim l'hatot. So why do you follow the majority? Your majority for acquittal is not like your majority for conviction. You need two, you know, a majority of two to convict. So, you know, it's your following the majority is an easier thing to do for acquittal. You only need one. So if you have 12 versus 11 for acquittal, he's acquitted. On the other hand, if you have 12 against 11 for conviction, he's not convicted. So therefore, you need to have 22. Vein Beit Din Shakul. You can't have an even number of Beit Din, which we'll discuss in the Quran. Mosif and Alein Orachad. You add one more. Harei Kanes Mishlosha. You have 23. V'chamehei Ba'ir V'tei Ruyal Sanhedrin. And now one last question is, how big does a city have to be to earn a Sanhedrin? Me'av Esrim, 120. That's the makeup of a city. Rechem Yomer, Matai Mushloshim. He says, no, you need 23. Keneged Sarei Asarot, as if to say that each member of the Beit Din represents 10 people in the city. So you got 23 on the Beit Din, 230 in the city. Okay, the first thing the Gemara is bothered by is the opening phrase in the first Mishnah. Dinei Mamonot Bishlosha, and then Gzeilot V'Chavalot Bishlosha. Atu Gzeilot V'Chavalot Lav Dinei Mamoninu. Aren't Gzeilot V'Chavalot under that heading of Dinei Mamonot? So why is it repeating? We have two approaches. Am Rabbi Abahu. Mahing tani. Dine mamonot is a topic sentence. And now the examples are, mahing dine mamonot gzeilot v'chavalot, aval hoda'ot v'halva'ot, which means dine mamonot does not include everything. It includes specific kind of dine mamonot. But hoda'ot v'halva'ot, meaning to judge a case of a debt, you don't need three. Utsricha. Let's see. The itana dine mamonot havi minafil hodot valvot. If I just said dine mamonot and didn't say zeilot v'chavalot, I would think that all cases need three to see how we're going to deal with hodot. So tana hal zeilot v'chavalot. The itana zeilot v'chavalot. If I only had zeilot v'chavalot v'lok tani dine mamonot havi minah hu adin dafilu hodot valvot, I would have thought zeilot v'chavalot is just an example. Ha'itana zeilot v'chavalot mishum the ikur gimel tichtivi zeilot v'chavalot tivi. Because then the reason that I would think the reason the Mishnah picked Zeilot v'Chavalot is because the main source of three for Din, which we'll get to in the next podcast, comes from that parsha, as you could see on the page. Zeilot tichtiv v'nikrav v'alabayit el ha'elohim. And that's the context of Zeilot. And by the way, in that parsha, Elohim shows up three times. And that's in the context of a shomer who claims the theft. Chavalot is mali chaval v'gufa, mali chaval mamono. Chavalot, I would say, is kind of the same, because it's the difference if you abuse somebody's property or abuse his body. Hurt him physically or hurt his property. So therefore, I would think zeilot chavalot was mentioned by the Mishnah, because that's where the source of three really comes from. Three dayanim comes from. But I would still think that hodot v'halvot are included also. So therefore, tana mahin dine mamono zeilot chavalot. Therefore, the Tana said, Dine Mamarot or Shlosha, meaning Zelav Chavalot only. Havel Hodot Valvot, lo. So, Ulamai. Now, what are you going to do with Hodot Valvot? Ilam et Lobain and Shlosha? You don't need three? V'yama Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu said, Shnaim Shadano Dine Mamarot, the Divra Kol, ain't Dine Hemdin. Rabbi Abahu, and we're going to get to this later on the original context, said that if two people did Dine Mamarot, judge Dine Mamarot, everybody agrees that there's no din. He said, you know what it means? That Hodot Valvot do not need smuchim. They don't need mumchim. They can have three regular guys who know the halacha. So now, my kasavar, what is it Rabbi Avahu holds? E kasavar Eruv Parshiot Katuv Kan, if he holds that Eruv Parshiot, and that means that the parsha that's on your page of Shomer Chinam includes also other parshiot mixed together, than Libinami Mumchin. And that means that Hodot Valvot, like Asher Marki Huzef, from where we know Modu B'Miktsat, which is in that Parsha. So if he holds that that Parsha is also referring to other cases that come before Beit Din, then you need Mumchin. Kasavra in Eru Parshiot, Katuv Kan, Shlosha Lamali. And if you don't think Eru Parshiot is here, then how do I know that I need three? Why can't I have two or even one judge a case of Hodot Valvot? And it's a simple question is, since three and Mumchin come together, how could I ever have a case that needs three but not mumchim? The answer is the Olam Kasavar Eruv Parshiot Katuv Kan. Of course he accepts Eruv Parshiot, meaning that the Parsha of Shomer Chinam really refers to other things also, and other things are included, including Halvot. Ovedinu Delibinami Mumchin. Really, you should need mumchim. V'hai Delo Ba'in and Mumchin. The reason that the rabbis said you don't need mumchim for Halvot, Shund Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Dvar Torah, Echad Yimono, Echad Dinimono, Nefashot Bedrija V'chakira. The same reason that Rabbi Chanina used. He said, really, Dine Momonot, just like Dine Nefashot, should need Drisha V'Chakira, a full investigation of the witnesses without question. Meaning that they should have full investigation. Shnemar Mishpat Achad Yalachem, one law. Uma Tamamru Dine Momonot Lo Bainan Drisha V'Chakira. So why did the rabbi say that we only need Drisha V'Chakira for Dine Nefashot? Kadesh Elotin Ol Del V'Fnei Lovin. To make sure that people don't have a difficult time borrowing money. Because imagine that. If a guy wants to borrow money and the malve says, listen, to collect from you, I'm going to have Edim come. And the Edim are going to go through an excruciating questioning process. And therefore, they're not even going to want to show up. So I'll never get my money from you. So therefore, the rabbis relaxed it and said, there is no drisha v'chakir for Edim on Dine Momonot. And so therefore, the same thing we said, in order for you to collect, you don't need a Beit Din of Mumchin. Elameata Tau Lo Yishalmu. So if that's the case, if the Beit Din made a mistake, they shouldn't pay, because really they're not justified in being a Beit Din here. Really, a Beit Din from a Halvot, according to you, should be Mumchin. And these three non-Mumchim who judged were not really serving the purpose of a Beit Din. The answer is Kol Shekein Atan Noel Delfin Lovin. If you do that, certainly nobody's going to lend money, because they're going to say, I'm going to lend you money, and now we're going to have a regular Beit Din of non-mumchim, and then if they make a mistake, I won't be able to recover, because ta'u lo yishalmu. So, ihachi tartik tani. If that's the case, then really, the Mishnah should be read as two pieces. Dine mamonot bishlosha, hedyoto. Gzer chavolot bishlosha, mumchin. And that's the problem, is that then the Mishnah should read, dine mamonot bishlosha, and then say hedyoto, non-mumchin. Gzer chavolot is the next part of the list, it's mumchin. V'yod shlosha shlosha lamali. And then why does it say Dine Mamonot Bishlosha, Zev Chavolot Bishlosha? So Rabbi Avahu's position seems to be very difficult. Not in fact, but in wording. Meaning, Dine Mamonot Bishlosha as referring to Gzelot V'Chavolot and not referring to Hodot Valvot is very difficult. Ela Amar Rava Tartik Tani. Rava says, really read it as two different statements. Shem Rabbi Chanina. Just like Rabbi Chanina said about Dine Mamonot Bishlosha. And therefore, he said, read it the way that we just reconstructed it. Dine Mamonot refers to Hodot V'Halvot, and that's Bishlosha Hedyotot. Zelot Chavolot is Bishlosha Mumchit. Now, Rav Acha B'Reid Rav Ika Amar Midoraita Chad Nami Kosher. He said, really Midoraita, for Hodot V'Halvot, one dine is kosher. Shenemar B'Tzedek Tishpot Amitecha. The Torah says, judge your fellow fairly. And it uses the singular. So one person's a judge. Elamishum Yoshvei Kranot. The reason they said you have to have three is because they don't want a simple guy sitting around the marketplace to be called into judgment, and he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's going to make a bad call. If you call three in, they might be bums. So one of them is going to know what he's doing. But if that's the case, then a Beit Din shouldn't have to pay because a Beit Din's made up of just simple guys you called in. So Kolshken Nefishiyosh Vekona, if that's the case, nobody's going to pay attention to learn anything, knowing that they'll never be held accountable for anything they do. So Namai Ika Ben Rava L'Ravacha B'Rei Ravika. So what's the difference between Rava, who said that a Din Mamonot Bishlosha is really Midoraita, you need Shlosha, and you need Shlosha Mumchin, but we lowered it to Het Yotot because of Dinol Delet. Racha B'Rei Ravika, who said really Midoraita, you need one. So Ika Ben Ayu Damar Shmuel, the machloka about whether they would accept Shmuel. Shmuel said, Shnaim Shadanu Dinehen Din. Two guys sat in judgment, that's a valid din. Al Shanikru Beit Din Chotzuf. It's called a Chutzpidik Beit Din for judging with only two, but it's valid. So the Rava, lately to Shmuel, Rava would say that's not good because Midoraita you need three. We only lowered it to non mumchin. Navacha Ravika, Eatle to Shmuel, he would accept that because his Midoraita really only need one. Okay, the next piece of the Mishnah, we'll end with this, is Nezek V'Chatzi Nezek. So we said Gzela V'Chavol B'Shlosha, and there's a Nezek Chatzi Nezek, Kefal and Arba Chamisha is all B'Shlosha. So Nezek Hainu Chavolot. What's Nezek? Nezek is Chavolot. You hurt somebody, you have to pay for Nezek. The answer is Mishum L'Kabar L'Mitna Chatzi Nezek. Since we had to say Chatzi Nezek, which is not regular Chavolot, we had to therefore say Nezek, because Nezek and Chatzi Nezek go together. Taninami Nezek Shalom. So Chatzi Nezek Nami Hainu Chavolot, that's also Chavolot. Remember we said Mali Chavol B'Gufo, Mali Chavol B'Mamono. And Chatzi Nezek is when your ox attacks my ox, as an example, and it's a tam. So the answer is Tana Mamona Uktani Knasa. We wanted to say Gzilot Chavolot, which is Mamon, and Nezek, which is Mamon, and Chatzi Nezek, which is Knas, has to be mentioned separately. Now that's a machlok in Bavakama, whether Chatzi Nezek is a Knas, meaning really you shouldn't have to pay anything, because your animal had no violent history, but there's a Knas on you to pay half, or whether it's Mamon, and really you should pay the whole thing, but we're lowering it because you didn't have knowledge that he was going to get violent. That only works according to the opinion between Rav Papa and Rav Zvid that it's a knas. But if you say Chatzi Nezek is Mamon, then why is it mentioned in our Mishnah? We already have Chavalot. So why say Nezek and Chatzi Nezek? Since we're going to mention Arba v'chamisha and Kefel, which is the Momon de Eno Mishtalim Barosh, because that's money where you're paying not the same amount that you damaged or that you took, right? She'eno Mishtalim Barosh, who Tananami Chatzi Nezek, the Momon She'eno Mishtalim Barosh, who Vaidik Tanim Bakabai the Mini Chatzi Nezek, Tananami Nezek. In other words, since we mentioned Kefel and Arba v'chamisha, which has to be mentioned, because that is money where you're paying differently than what you damaged. Twice as much, four times as much, five times as much. Therefore, it also mentioned Chatzi Nezek, where you're not paying what you damaged half as much. And once it mentioned Chatzi Nezek, it mentioned Nezek. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we've gotten off to a beautiful start in our study of Masechet Sanhedrin. We'll pick it up in the next podcast on the top of Daf Gimel Amud Bet with the source of three as the minimal makeup of the Beit Din, Shlosha Menalan. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.